standby passengers, see me at the podium for your seat assignment.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel or things to do. Enjoy.
All right, welcome to Non-Rev Lounge. This is show number 10, and we are in Chicago.
Welcome, welcome to the Windy City.
Yeah, we're excited. We've been talking about this for a long time. We're excited for this, and this show we're going to talk about how we got to Chicago, and then we'll have some people on.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Let's quickly talk about how we got here, because we all took different routes, the three of us.
I got here first. So I showed up for the very first, well, a little bit of a brag, slight brag. We took the very first flight, Phoenix, Chicago. And the night before, there were 27 open seats, 11 non-revs. We showed up, three open seats, and now 27 non-revs.
Jeez.
But we, as we sat in the boarding area, Dave and I were number one and two for the D2s. There were like seven D1s ahead of us, and then about six revenue standbys ahead of that. And so we're looking at each other going, maybe jump seat time. And we met this cute little girl, and she was the daughter of an employee, and she was really worried about getting on, and she was upset. And so we were talking to her, and we're like, okay, we're going to take the jump seats because there's two of them on that aircraft.
Yeah.
So that would get her on. And then when we first got on the aircraft, there were so many open seats. As we're walking back to the jump seats, we're like, oh, she's getting on for sure because there's so many open seats. Well, she didn't get on. So that shows you how many non-revs there were. I was really bummed. But anyway, so we took the jump seats and got here at 10:30 in the morning, which was nice.
That's what Laura wrote me and said, I feel good. And I looked and you were like 16 and 17. And I was like, how do you feel good about that? There's like four seats open, but jump seats changed the game.
It's a game changer.
So I'm jealous.
Well, definitely. Yeah, it's going to open up a lot of like avenues for you guys to be able to know.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
What about yours, Monique? Yours was kind of a crazy route.
Well, yeah. So we had listed to go the next day at 6 a.m. and I think it had 25 something seats, pretty similar as well. And as we kind of watched it, like it was getting less and less and less. So then I started thinking, okay, well, maybe we'll go the night before, try the nonstop. That was full. Tyler even suggested trying to drop my shift on Friday night so we could go through like Orange County to JFK and then over. But didn't, yeah. So I was
trying to get you the lie flat.
That and just to get us out because,
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But the thing is, one of the issues was is I worked Friday night till 10 p.m. So trying to make a flight late Friday night to get here was tough. But Tyler suggested doing Albuquerque and then sleeping in the airport for like 5 hours.
Because you worked a double yesterday, and I was like, and then fly to Albuquerque and sleep in the airport sounds miserable, but we knew you got to get here. So.
Yeah, so Tani was great, though. She packed us all up, had everything ready for us.
All right, Tani.
Yeah.
And she also got a great taste of non-rev life.
Yeah.
Like sleeping in an airport.
And here we go.
And here we go.
Get your stuff, let's go.
So would you recommend sleeping in Albuquerque?
No, it wasn't great. I mean,
that's not one of those airports with the arms that go up?
No, they kick you out of the secured areas.
Oh, that's right.
So it's not out of the airport, but they do kick you out. And all of their benches have armrests, so you can't lay down anywhere. But we dragged another set of benches or chairs like across from us, and we kicked our feet up. So about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, we woke up to this like robot following this guy around, and we were like, "What the heck is that?" Then all of a sudden, the robot's all, and it just like is defuming this whole like area,
right? Fogging the area.
I don't know. It stunk so bad.
And I think that's fogging.
But it was right in front of us. Like, the guy didn't even warn us to be like, hey, this is going to be kind of gross. So we just kind of woke up to this robot just going, psh! It was really gross.
That's weird.
Interesting. But you got here. You got first class?
We got first on both legs. So that was actually really nice.
Okay.
So it wasn't terrible. But
yeah.
I mean, if they had nice benches to lay down, I would recommend it. Maybe bring an air mattress.
If you had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any space. There's no way we could have fit an air mattress.
So I had to take wife Katie and the kids to Utah. And that was an issue showing up at the gate with four. They had four seats and we had four of us with the lap child. and they were all separate with a three-year-old, like in their own row. So the gate agent was great and put us all, worked it out. So we all had a row together somehow. So
that's amazing.
That was really nice. Super nice. Yeah.
So you can tell your coworker thanks.
Plus it was different because you were planning on taking the 8 p.m. and this was the 3 p.m.
Yeah. We were juggling just to get her up there so I could go. And then
You were sitting there with like little Christopher, who's three, trying to explain to him that he's going to sit by himself.
Yeah. I was talking to him being like, you got to keep your headphones on, your tablet. And he was like, okay, good. But yeah, can you imagine just having a random three-year-old next to you for a flight? I mean, it would be miserable.
I would have taken him back in the jump, put him in the jump seat and sat with him.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that, so you had told me that that happened. You'd been talking to Christopher.
Yeah.
About having to do that. And then the next day I was working a flight to Salt Lake and it was all of the, like, it was like a volleyball team. So it was like all these moms, these like 14-year-old girls. And they're like, I have to sit by my daughter. And I was like, well, my brother was just explaining to his 3-year-old son that he may have to sit by himself. So yeah. I think your 14-year-old daughter is going to be okay for the hour flight.
Yeah.
Volleyball moms are just like dance moms, huh?
I guess, yeah.
So we got up there, but the flights were pretty busy out of there. So I found that if I can get over to San Francisco, that I could get San Francisco to New York and here. And so Delta had 220, and I'd never been on a 220.
Whose birthday is that?
That's mine.
Mark's birthday.
My birthday.
So I did that, and I did something in a lab I've never done before.
Finally.
Took a picture?
I looked out the window.
Took a video.
He looked out the window.
He looked out the window.
First time
I met him. He's like, no, I take pictures in the bathroom all the time. It's normal.
No, that was cool, though. I know that was kind of on my bucket list to be able to fly on a 220. So I slept in the airport there, but I was planning on it. Like, I chose San Francisco to sleep in.
Well, San Francisco has nice benches, actually.
Yeah, because they have really nice benches to sleep in. So I had a blanket and a pillow, and it was about 4.5 hours was it until the club opened up and do that. Then I got to lay flat to New York and did pictures, and then, but it was cold. That's probably the coldest I've ever been taking pictures on top of the roof.
Oh, really?
Because it was in the 30s and it was windy 30s.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't like the cold. We Arizona people.
Yeah, it was chilly.
If you get that breeze, though, that like cuts through you, that's, yeah. Ooh.
But it was funny to take my pictures and then I hop on the flight. It was interesting to see the different routings. I think mine worked out. Well, Lara's worked out for you, but you had to sit in the jump seat.
I did sit, yeah. But luckily I had brought gifts for the flight attendants because that kind of smooths the water
that you're in their area, but they, yeah,
while they're trying to work. But we get up and we move and we actually sit in their jump seats at the door 2 and at door 3.
Does it bother you when other people do that when you're working?
Yes.
Okay.
So we know how it feels. But if you get up during service and you go sit in the other jump seats, so you're not in the back alley, that's okay. Who cares then?
Okay.
Why don't you just sit in the back row? It's blocked for you.
Well, no. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Well, it was a little snarky.
You guys got hung out in the lab, right?
Yeah.
Just blocked it so no one else got to be the whole time. Do you ever help with service when you do jump?
I have before. Mm-hmm. Like I said, ring your call button if you want some milk or hot water. I'll run it out.
Oh, nice.
Usually, though, if I'm in my uniform, I always help. I always try to help.
I could see that.
Yeah. Just.
But then you couldn't go to the club.
No, you can't go to the club.
So,
okay, here's a funny story. When I got off the flight the other night at late, and I was going to meet up with Tyler. We were going to talk about how we were getting here. And we couldn't find each other. And he's like, well, where are you? Are you in the club? I'm like, no, I just got off the flight. I'm not in the club. Where are you? In the club? No.
Well, she was next to a club area. So I was like, I can't see you. Maybe you're in the club.
Jakey would be in the club if he was there.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, Jake would.
Well, I'm glad we all made it. We're excited for our meetup tomorrow. And Laura, do you want to do the review?
Yeah,
now?
We got a review. Review, review. Okay, so here's our review. Love this podcast. I love listening every week to the stories and advice of Mo, Tyler, and now Laura. They are fun and interesting. As the mom of a pilot, I have benefits and I'm eager to hear their advice to help me on my future non-rev travels. Keep up the good work. Signed, Mom of a Pilot.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice.
Yeah, thank you for
sharing. We love those reviews.
Yeah.
Keep leaving them.
And if you have any questions, because I think she had a question for us that we addressed in an earlier episode about non-revving, you can always get us at the non-rev lounge at Gmail.
At Gmail, yeah.
At gmail.com and ask us any questions pertaining to, you know, our profession. I'm in the back seat of a car with Tim, Jet Set Arizona Tim.
Hey, Laura.
I haven't been in the back seat with a good-looking young man in a long time. I'm enjoying this.
Don't let your husband find out.
We'll keep it between us.
Just between us.
Yes. we're in Kyle's car, which he so graciously loaned us, Kyle Chang, for podcasting. Okay, so Tim, tell us where you're from and how you got to Chicago.
So originally from Phoenix, flew into Chicago O'Hare via Atlanta on Delta.
Okay, and just so you guys know, he is an airline employee. So you got here. What happened? Anything fun happen on your trip?
Well, I sat first class both segments.
Jealous!
I forked over the money for that.
Excellent.
Building miles.
That's awesome. First class. Was it a red eye?
So it was a red eye from Phoenix to Atlanta. And after maybe about an hour and a half of a layover,
I
came here from Atlanta to Chicago.
That's great. All right. Anything fun happen on your trip?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I was getting on the plane to come to Chicago.
From Atlanta,
yeah. And unfortunately had a screaming, crying baby.
Right next to you?
Right behind me.
Ooh. Kicking the seat?
No, just screaming. Just what babies do.
Yeah.
I guess he was uncomfortable or whatever. You know, I don't know if you've ever traveled with a baby before, but I'm sure in your line of work, you see your share.
Well, that's some people put a little bit of Benadryl on their baby, keep it going,
right?
You know, keep the sleep going. Is that all the way to Chicago? The baby cried.
I want to say about 75% of the time. A mom did so much to keep the baby calm and try to sleep. But I overhear at the end of the flight that it was the baby's first plane ride ever.
Oh, there you go.
So, I mean, yeah, you can't. I really can't fault the mom or baby on that.
The mom was trying.
Mom at least tried. She didn't let him scream the entire time, you know?
See, and whenever I have a crying baby on the plane, I never feel bad for the baby. I feel bad for the parents.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you have your current airline's benefits. If you could choose one domestic airline to add their benefits to yours and one international airline, anyone in the world, who would you choose?
Domestically, I would say Delta.
Okay.
Internationally, I would say KLM.
Okay. Why KLM?
Mostly a worldly airline. They fly all over the world and they have a lot of destinations that I do want to see and want to visit.
Very cool. Yeah. I think British Airways maybe because of Phoenix, but
yeah.
But KLM does, they do go a lot of places. So
they do.
And they got that cool orange pride plane.
They do.
So very cool.
Well, I'm really glad you traded your shift so that you could come with us.
I did that for you, Lara.
I appreciate And
now we're in the back seat of Malibu in the middle of downtown Chicago.
Yeah, I'm taking a picture because it lasts longer.
Thanks for being on, Tim. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Lara. Tyler, always a pleasure.
Okay, so now I'm in the back seat with Elise, and we met Elise today for the first time. Elise, tell us where you started and how you got here to Chicago.
So I live in Chicago, so I took the train out here. One of my friends introduced me to the podcast and told me to come out. So I just decided to come see other aviation people today.
Well, that's great. What do you do?
I am a corporate pilot. I fly business jets out of Chicago Executive Airport.
That's cool. Can you tell us what you hope to be doing next month?
Next month, I have a class date at a regional airline, so I'm hoping to go there and further my career.
Woot, woot, woot. So do you non-rev when you're a corporate pilot? Can you non-rev?
No, actually, no. We have to pay full price for tickets.
Oh, so you're looking forward to that regional so that you can non-rev.
Yeah. Well, the one big benefit that we do have is we get to go through the known crew member line. So at least security is a little bit easier.
Yeah, that's true. So where were you born?
I was born in Belgium.
Mm-hmm, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How did you get to the States?
My father got a contract. He works for IBM. He got a contract in the States, and then that contract became another one and another one, and eventually became permanent residency, which then became citizenship.
That's cool. Okay, so we were sitting at lunch when we were talking, and we were all talking about our very first flights, and Elise said her first flight was from?
From Brussels to New York on a Sabena A330.
And I'm like, Brussels? Why were you in Brussels? And that's when I found out.
Yep.
That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in. Thanks for coming in to the show.
Thank you.
Pleasure meeting you, and I'll be following you on Instagram. If you guys would like to follow her on Instagram, you can find her at?
Elise the Pilot.
E-L-I-S-E.
All right, so we got Drew with us here. Very excited to see him again.
Hi, Mo.
It's so exciting to be here with you and Laura in person, even though you're with me when I'm driving home at night and I can listen to you guys and chill and not think about my work day. So thank you for keeping me company.
Well, and you're always with me when I get out of the shower because I'm always listening. Monday morning, I listen to the Next Trip podcast. So this is Drew from the Next Trip podcast. Thank you for coming all the way to Chicago.
Oh, it's awesome. Nice seeing you, Monique. And also Tyler's here. And you have Seb and...
Nicole's with us. Yeah.
Nicole's with you. Yeah. And Greg.
Claudie was here.
With me here. I actually dragged two of our listeners.
Nice.
And they're going to become your listeners soon. I think this one right here has listened to his first... He listened to the crossover episode.
Oh, perfect. It worked.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun being here. And I started so early. I can't even remember where I came from. I think it was DCA. Yeah, it was definitely DCA. So flew here. Thank you for having this on Sunday. You actually planned this for airline employees because these events are normally Friday and Saturday. People don't realize that airline employees can't get anywhere on Friday and Saturday. So thank you.
Or lower seniority has to work those days a lot of times too.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a great time. So thanks for doing this. And I have one of our listeners.
I'm so jealous that Drew brought Henry. I'm so happy to see Henry again. Last time I saw him the first time I met you was at Dorkfest.
Yeah, Dorkfest. It was a great event.
Where did we meet?
On the rooftop of the HO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany's going to be so mad she's not here because she enjoyed meeting you there.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, of course. And it's great to see you again and have you experienced the Chicago winter? So I'm actually a Chicago local. So I unfortunately couldn't fly. But unfortunately, they don't offer trips. You know, I'd probably do like an ORD to Midway trip just to get here. But unfortunately, I just had to take the train down.
So I should let you know that Henry is a Next Trip podcast listener, and I'm bringing him over to the Non-Rev Lounge, so you owe me one.
Okay.
So you listened to our crossover episode, which is mostly about non-revving. What did you think about it? Did you identify with it? I mean, the guy's never non-revved. I don't think you're built for that, but what did you think of
it? Yeah, people call me a diva when I travel, so, you know. waiting for a seat. And
plus, you carry everything with you. I mean, like, should a flight attendant need a Band-Aid or something? Henry, you have that with you. You always have that big pack.
Yeah, I always carry, a big bag with me that will definitely not fit under the seat in front of me. So I need that overhead bin space. I need a board first. I like the first class seat. You know, I like to know where I'm going at the end of the day.
Well, me too.
And be able to get there.
I just have to do it standby.
Well, the only thing you have to worry about is not getting on the flight. It's whether you get your free upgrade. So that's Henry. Hashtag Henry problems.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I guess I do. I do really look at the upgrade list, keep on refreshing it, especially when I'm on board and, you know, and I'm like number one or number two, seeing if any, when I walk through first class, see how many seats are available, kind of, you know, when I scan my boarding pass, sneak a peek at the gate agent screen to see how many seats, you know, just in case there's stuff that's available. Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question. So we did a whole segment on Next Trip podcast, which we can blame Henry for. So Henry thinks if you change planes in a city that you have visited that city. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so during that poll, I did say, you know, I think you did visit that city. Did you visit the city, the whole city? No, but I do think that counts for you've been in that city.
How does that count? If you're just changing planes... You have not visited that city because you were at Gate B42 at Charlotte. That means you've visited Charlotte.
You've connected through that city.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
So you don't agree either.
No, you've not been to that city. You've connected through it. You've been to that airport.
I got you, Henry.
I mean, for me, the airport's the destination. You know, it's the first thing passengers see when they get off the plane is the airport. And that's the best time for the city to make an impression. Because once they're in the city, you know, like places like Chicago, it's huge. You know, you can go in the suburbs, which people would still call Chicago, but you get a completely different experience than down here, you know, in the loop.
Okay, so when we did this episode, we first put out we were going to put out a poll. So Henry beat us to the punch, and he created a poll with our logo and everything. And he asked people, if you're connecting in a city, have you visited the city? And then he sent me the screenshot of the results, and it said... 95% of the 9,500 people said, yes, you have visited the city. And like 35 said, no.
Oh, really?
And then he said, the people have spoken. But that was something he had doctored up. So in actuality, when we did the real poll on Twitter, it was only like 10% of people that said that is visiting the city. But they did say, if you're a pilot, and you fly into that city, you should count that because you're flying into it and you have to do the research and the planning and everything. So that I can understand. But if you're changing planes, and also I should mention, Henry goes from Chicago to Chicago, right? That's your trip.
How do you do that?
I find my trips by going on Google Flights and looking for same day flights. So it's like the departure and return date are the exact same. And then I pick a spot on the map that's cheapest to get to. And then, you know, I book the flight. And that's that, you know, it's a day trip. It's cheap. I know exactly what my costs are with lounge access. You know, don't have to worry about, you know, paying for food in the airport. Don't have to worry about figuring out if I'm going to stay in a hotel, which hotel I'm going to stay at and how I'm going to get there. You know, if the airport hotel van sucks or whatever. It's just like, and so at the end of the day, I can start and end my day in my own bed.
So he doesn't work for an airline like we do, but I think on the travel part of it, he avgeeks. He avgeeks all of us.
Yeah.
You do avgeek out of all of us. And on Non-Rev Lounge, we do talk about day trips quite a bit. So that's cool.
One more thing. So he went to LAX and he did leave the airport building to go spot planes, have an In-N-Out burger and go back. So he considers that visiting Los Angeles. Does it give you an idea?
I mean, In-N-Out is a staple of Los Angeles. You know, you got to go get it. And you know.
Did you see the Hollywood sign from there?
Absolutely. That's how you tell if it's a good day. If you're able to spot and see the Hollywood sign, you know it's a clear day. So there's clear air.
You've seen everything you need to see in LA then. Did you see homeless guy?
Yep.
Oh, check.
Saw the car. Yep.
Yeah.
You are a true av geek though. You are, Henry. I'm proud to know you.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's probably going to need a lot of editing.
No, that was great. Thanks, guys.
All right, now we're sitting with Melissa. If you remember, Melissa was on a show in Anchorage, so she's our traveling guest. Wherever we travel, we have her on.
Hello.
So thanks for being with us. Why don't you tell where you came from and to join us? And are you on a day trip? Or are you here for a couple of days? Or how long are you here?
Came from Austin, just a day trip. Flew in this morning, flying out tonight, just to hang out and have pizza with y'all.
Well, thanks for coming.
That's really cool. Yeah, I appreciate you too. And one thing I remember about Melissa is that she was so excited to tell us that way back in season one, when Monique talked about the mannequin, the guy traveling with the mannequin, is that Melissa actually spied the mannequin once. Was it the Austin airport?
It was in the Austin airport, yeah.
Yeah, so she had a sighting.
It was crazy.
Wait, what's the name of that mannequin? She don't talk much.
She don't talk much, yes. And it was on her ticket.
Hey, so you went to Punta Cana.
Yeah, we went over Christmas break. I took my parents there, me and my fiance, and it was a fun trip. It was just Austin started flying there, and we were like, we'll just hop on.
So it was Austin, Punta Cana.
Yeah, Austin Strait goes now, and we got a couple international flights now coming in. Wow. And out of Austin, and it's fun. Austin's growing a lot.
Yeah, Austin, they have big plans.
Oh, yeah.
For that airline.
It was actually my first time to do like an all-inclusive. Like, I've done an all-inclusive before, but it was never like this. We basically just stayed at the resort the whole time. They had multiple restaurants you could go to, and the resort was huge. And it was really interesting because it's kind of shaped in a huge W. And one side of the W was strictly 18 and older. And the other side's the family side. And it was just like, we just stayed over on the 18 and older. So it was really nice because you didn't have like kids running around, or it was just a nice trip. Fun. Order anything you want. Kind of my first experience with that.
So you advocate for an all-inclusive because it's easy, no decisions.
It's easy, no decisions on a quick trip. I like to get out and tour the country more. We do want to go back and be able to tour more than what we got to do then. But it was good for my parents because they're both handicapped, so it was a good trip for them to not have to worry about getting car rides and to go eat every
and you didn't have to everywhere. Make a connection.
Yeah, and we didn't have to make a connection. They got first class. We hung out in the back. It was a good flight.
All right, so let's tell the story, the Dorkfest story. So you came with us. You were going to be there for like 4 hours?
Yeah.
And the nonstop from LA back to Austin looked good, right?
It looked good.
And I said, stay with us and record with us and tell your story. And you said, no, I'm gonna go back through Phoenix. And I said, I think it's a bad idea. I said, but you said, I'm going, I got to get home to my fiance. So what happened?
So it would have been an awesome idea if we didn't decide to divert to Las Vegas. ended up in Las Vegas.
But people like Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't let us off the plane. So we finally just fueled, went back to Phoenix. Everyone missed their connections pretty much. Like, they were just saying, go find a ticket person or call this number. You're going to miss your connections. So I end up missing my connection. I ran to the Dallas flight trying to get to Dallas, and it was full and oversold because of people missing their connection. And I was looking, and I was like, all right, Midland's open. So I ran to Midland and went, got on there. And I was like, just kept looking, and I was like,
because they have a Midland Austin nonstop.
Yeah, no, they have a Midland so Dallas in the morning. So I ran to the Midland one, because I would have, if I made the Dallas one, I would have still had a flight to Austin in the morning. So I was staying the night at somewhere, no matter what. And but I didn't think I was going to make it to Dallas. And then I was like watching the Dallas flight. And I could have made it. I was on the plane to Midland going, crap.
So you would have got on that Dallas flight.
Yeah. And I would have had a place to stay in Dallas. So that would have been nice.
But you said they were good to you in Midland. Didn't they go out of their way to?
They went out of their way to kick me out of the airport.
Oh, I thought they were nice to you. I thought you had found someone that was a friend to you.
No. Yeah. They were like, the security were like, you have to leave TSA. You have to leave TSA. Finally got on the, like, TSA finally opened up. Went over there to the gate. And the poor kid, the guy working the ticket counter, was just, you've been here all night. He felt so bad for me. And he was like throwing me snacks and drinks. And he was like opening up his cabinet. And he was like, he felt so bad that I had stayed the night at the airport in Midland. And he was like, yeah, there's just nothing out here. But he was a really nice guy in the morning. And
so what did you learn?
Super sweet. Just stay and hang out with Tyler, there apparently.
Thanks for coming to Chicago.
It was fun.
I appreciate it. It was good to see you.
Yeah, it was good seeing y'all too. Thank you for having me on your show again.
Thanks.
All right. So now we have Carrie with us. Carrie, this is your birthday weekend, and we so appreciate you spending it with us. Tell us where you started and how you got here.
Okay. We live in Lexington, Kentucky, and so we flew direct on Friday into O'Hare.
And Carrie is married to Greg Brum. The Next Trip podcast with Doug and Drew. And so you are not an airline employee, and neither is Greg.
No, he is just a big fan of the industry and knows volumes more than I do. But
he's the av geek is what you're saying.
He is the av geek. Yes. But I was, yeah, I'm here for the pizza. Like, let's be clear. It was great.
Well, I'm so happy.
Yeah. So Greg has gave us, oh, crap about talking about the Royals, but you're the bigger, the British.
Yes, the British royal family.
Not the baseball team, yeah.
No, yeah. The royal family, yes. I feel like I'm honorary British
part of them.
Royal family. Yeah. I think they would welcome me with open arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
Yeah.
So Greg is talking about being getting into the airline job. Mm-hmm. How do you think he would work as a flight attendant?
Oh, he would be awful. That's mean for everyone that ever would fly on an aircraft. They'd be like, can I have another thing of pretzels? And he'd be like, no, ma'am, you already had one. Like, he would not be, servanthood is probably not a good occupation for him.
Well, I have to tell you, he's one of our best supporters of a show.
Yeah.
So he loves us, and we really appreciate his input. He writes us and said, this is what I like or didn't like, and then it's really helped us. So, but he has talked about getting an airline job. So where is something you would say your first big trip, where do you want him to take you? If he did and you had those flight benefits?
Oh yeah, we'd go to London.
Back to London.
Yeah.
You have you been before?
No.
Oh, so it'd be your first time.
Yeah.
What do you want to do there? What is like on your list?
I'd have to have tea, do a little shopping. Yeah. Just hang out. Hope to catch a glimpse of, you know, Beth and I. I can call her Beth, Queen Elizabeth, but we're closer than that, I feel like.
Very cool.
Maybe get arrested for stalking.
When is that the time of year when they open up the palace? Is it October or August when she goes up?
Fallish.
Would you want to go then when it's open, or would you rather want to be there when she's there?
Both, sir. All the above.
Yeah, 3 month.
Correct. Yeah. Just spend the quarter.
All right, Greg. So you got to go get a job now.
Yes. on it.
Well, thanks for coming to join us. I know you flew CRJ's 200.
Okay.
So that's a big sacrifice in our world.
Well, okay.
But thank you for coming and joining us. Thank you. All
right. Thanks, guys.
I'm so excited because we are with a good friend of mine, Kyle Chang. Kyle.
Laura is a good friend, too.
Yes, I'm so excited. So Kyle did not have far to come to this. He didn't have to travel very far to come to our luncheon. So where did you start?
Where did I start today? I started at home in out in the northwest suburbs, about just 10, 15 minutes from O'Hare Airport. So I like to call that sort of my base. But I was living downtown, and I have an office downtown in the West Loop that's 10 minutes from our current location for the luncheon today. So, yeah, it was easy to commute in. So.
Okay, so but Kyle does not work for an airline.
I do not, and I feel really bad about that. A little bit of FOBO going on here.
Oh, yeah.
I might later, though. You know, stay tuned.
You never know.
Stay tuned.
So I met Kyle at Dorkfest.
Yeah, last year's Dorkfest in LA, and that was a lot of fun. And we took some photos, and Laura's just full of energy everywhere she goes. So and Ray of Sunshine, even on direct messages, and also her Instagram account. So it's
Thank
a
you.
Lot of fun.
Yeah. And what's really kind of fascinating about Kyle is that he's co-founder of Clubhouse. And why don't you tell us about Clubhouse?
Yeah, so Clubhouse is a social audio platform application that rolled out and got really popular right at the start of the pandemic. And so we all sort of found each other in terms of mutual interests and folks from aviation. And of course, Chicago, there's like 5 different airports within an hour from my house. So a lot of the locals here, 3 different major airlines have hubs here in Chicago. So a lot of our local friends work in the industry. So I sort of grew up here in the last 25 years and just associated with different folks, talking to different folks just as friends, and always had an interest in traveling myself. I used to have jobs where we do corporate travel and they fly me to different places, which sounds really glamorous, but as you all know, it's not as glamorous behind the scenes once you get into it, so we cut that back a little bit. But yeah, that's sort of how I got interested, and as well, my dad used to be an aircraft mechanic in the Taiwanese Air Force. So when growing up, we used to watch documentaries and war movies because he didn't understand English.
Is that how he learned English?
Well, I learned English. I learned my ABCs when I was 8, and that was my first flight ever coming from Taiwan. And we were in Chicago, but then we made Southern California home for the first 14 years. And then I've been in Chicago for about the next 25. So not sure if we're staying in Chicago, but we'll see what the future holds. And there's lots of cool places around the world. But it is easy to fly in and out of Chicago, both domestic as well as international. We could get anywhere with all the different airlines we have, as well as the great destinations within a few hours.
And it's a beautiful airport.
It is. It is.
I mean, both terminals. United's has a beautiful terminal here, and so does American.
Yeah, Terminal 123. Been through all those. Work on different projects and events. So I've been through there. Used to be an airport ambassador greeter with the Access badge TSA. So that was kind of fun to do that as well. Hoping to get back into that until maybe I do an airline type job or airport operations job. But we'll see.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. I would enjoy that. Okay, so I like to bid Hawaii's on Monday, where I leave on Monday. And so then we come back Tuesday night late. So that gives me Tuesday afternoon in Hawaii. And I like to bid that because I'm a member of the Aviation Enthusiast Club on Clubhouse.
Thank you.
Their channel is on Tuesdays at... I tuned in from Hawaii, so it's a different time.
Yeah, so it's different times around the world. Usually it's 2 p.m. Central that we start the broadcast, 3 p.m. Eastern. But when you're on the platform, you could just tap on the event that we pre-schedule usually a week out with the Aviation Enthusiast Club. And Tuesdays is our safety briefing room program where we also have folks from FAA, former NTSB investigators, instructors from Embry-Riddle, as well as Vaughan College of Aeronautics helping us with programs. And we talk about news formats or case incidents of the past, and just have different industry professionals and enthusiasts come in, chat about the different incidents, what we can learn, help prevent future incidents, hopefully in the future, from everybody's experiences around the world. So you could tune in wherever. And then we also have that new replay feature on Clubhouse where it is similar to a podcast format. So if you can't make the live session and ask your questions, you could listen to it on your layovers like Laura does sometimes. And she could back channel any one of us. It's pretty interactive replay feature. So it works a little bit different than a podcast. That's not
literally interactive, and you could direct message people while you're listening to it, the replay. But yeah, that's one of the neat things about that. And it can certainly be exported out. So if you all want to do your podcasting and recording on Clubhouse and have your own club there, you could certainly do that.
That would be great.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, have our own club.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I like when, so when I would listen to the safety briefing, you always have pilots, you have mechanics, you've got the retired FAA guy on there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so cool because you have a mix. And so the day I was on it just recently, it was another flight attendant. So the two of us, but he was good because he was very talkative.
Right.
And,
right.
But everything his airline, because he works for a different airline than I do, but we all do the same thing.
And I think that day, the other flight attendant was Canadian airline, if I remember, and you're more U.S.-based, so yeah.
So that's a whole different viewpoint.
Correct, yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I enjoy Clubhouse.
And of course, we know aviation is not just passenger service. There's cargo operations as well as general aviation, business and charter services, among others in the industry, and lots of roles in operations, customer service agents, ramp agents, baggage handlers, operations, flight planners, all these different behind the scenes. We're also, we love having folks be part of it to learn about different cross-functional areas within the industry, as well as to be able to interact with each other. And
it's global. You've got people, a lot of Europeans.
Yeah, yeah. So we partner.
You have some African?
We have folks from Africa, West Africa, Nigeria, as well as Ghana on there. And so in addition to safety, we run several other programs, including today we'll have the Electric Aviation Lounge, where we're talking about vertiports. That's a new part of aviation that's coming in with drone and eVTOL, electric vertical takeoff landing aircraft. And we have special speaker series on Thursdays. That's where we feature all of you, either individually or collective as a group, so that enthusiasts and others could understand more about your jobs, what are different things about safety that helps other passengers or other positions should know to help you all out. And also, you know, what are the different things? Do flight attendants like treats that passengers bring in? Do aircraft mechanics like folks boarding while they're trying to fix different things?
Yeah.
You know, what happens with customer service agents when there are upgrades requests? Yeah,
it is interesting. There are so many different pieces that go together to make it all work together. But it's awesome that you have so many different things to come together that people can learn.
My role is just sort of having the time and schedule to coordinate everything and invite people and schedule things and host the sessions. And then I'm a big enthusiast of learning itself and things that move and travel. Aviation is definitely one of the things in my interest with my other background. So.
It's cool. So when you go to the Clubhouse app and you download the app, then you do a little profile of yourself, and then you can click on the different different things that you enjoy. So I did aviation, I did travel.
Yeah.
So if that helps any listeners want to join Clubhouse, you should join Clubhouse. It's just fun, and then it will notify you if something, like, for instance, I'm a member of the Aviation Enthusiast Club, so I get notified whenever there's a meeting. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so if you follow certain interest clubs when they schedule things, then you'll get a notification alert on the app. If you follow certain people on the app that have different interests when they schedule or show up in different rooms or talk in different rooms, you'll get a little alert that they're speaking, so you could join in. You could pop in and out. You could join the stage and speak and ask your questions if you want, or you could just listen and stay silent as well, whatever works. And then you don't have to stay for the whole program. You could come in and out anytime you want.
It's so funny because I was telling Kyle, I always like to listen. And then he always invites me on the stage to talk. I'm like, ooh. And he always says, the person with the podcast.
Yeah, Lauren really has such a great voice here on the podcast. I listen to when I'm on the treadmill. And that's usually my time to be able to settle down and listen in on everybody else's programs. Even some of the replays for other clubs I follow that I don't have to moderate. And you all have such great voices. So it's interesting that Lauren gets a little shy when she's invited on. And once she gets going, though, she opens up her mic. Always great information, always great enthusiasm, fantastic voice that everybody loves.
Thank you. Well, I really enjoy Clubhouse. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you all for coming to Chicago. It's great having a meetup. So.
And providing us with your car that we can use for podcasting, so it's nice and quiet and warm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we were going to do it in the restaurant, but it was still a little
noisy. Yeah, a lot of background noise. So
this is perfect.
So Tyler would have pulled his hair out for editing.
Yes, he would have.
All two of them.
All two of them.
That wasn't me, Tyler.
That was me. That was Mo.
All right. Well, thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, fantastic. Enjoy your stay in Chicago.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm in the backseat with DJ Spotter.
Yay.
Now, I met DJ Spotter at Dorkfest last year.
Dorkfest.
Yeah, but I'd already been following your account because you're such a, you have some great photos.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate
so on Instagram, you can find him at DJ Spotter. How did you find our show?
I was following Tyler on Twitter, I think, either Twitter or Instagram. And he has great photos. And then he advertised that he was doing a podcast. So I listened in and I was like, all right, this is really cool. And then, I kept listening to it. Part of my motivation was, that he knew Doug and Drew from Next Trip. And then you guys started doing combined shows and I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, that's so cool.
Literally every Monday I listen to Next Trip, and every Tuesday I listen to Non-Rev Lounge.
We love hearing that. Okay, and DJ, where did you start this morning? Where were you?
Well, I started at home in Durham, North Carolina. My flight from RDU was at 5:50 this morning. I got into O'Hare at around 7:30 Central Time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and normally the flight's around an hour and a half. It took 2.5 hours to get here because we were dodging weather in the Midwest. But luckily, only got in 3 minutes late because we left Raleigh Durham pretty early. So kind of cushioned that time out by flying around the weather. But it was a good trip. I flew on American's 738.
And I do want to point out that DJ does not work for an airline. So he is a civilian. And so he bought a ticket to come out. So thank you for that.
All right. So you've talked about maybe getting a job with the airline.
Yeah.
So if you were to, where's the first big trip you'd want to go?
Big trip I want to go? Oh, that's a great question.
You had benefits.
You know, me and my fiance, we've talked about going to either somewhere in Europe or Japan. So those would be places that I want to go. I really want to also visit Melbourne, Australia. Because I'm an urbanist. I actually went to school to study urban planning. I'm a transit planner now. So I like to study cities worldwide. I've seen a lot of different travel vlogs about Melbourne. I've read about their public transit system. So that's a city that I really want to visit is Melbourne.
Very cool. Yeah, that's on my bucket list too. So, well, thanks for coming. You joined us in New York too. So this isn't the first time. So, and we met you at Dorkfest last year.
Dorkfest, yeah.
So thanks for listening and joining us. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so I'm really super excited because we're sitting here with Tawny. I would like to introduce you guys to Tawny.
Welcome, babe.
Thanks.
So who is Tawny?
Tawny is my fiance. Yep, we got engaged last week.
Yay!
Congratulations.
She said yes.
Lara wanted to tell everyone last week because she had to bite her tongue.
Whew. So difficult.
When you were in California, you missed our last show. So congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah.
So Tawny's on your benefits. Has been for...
a couple months now.
A few months. Done a few trips.
Yeah, so she's kind of got a taste of what non-revving is like, doing standbys like.
And we kind of explained how you got here at the beginning of the show, but how was it from your perspective getting told? How much time did you get?
Oh, maybe like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Well, yeah, so I had kind of been looking at flights the night before, but we'd still been planning on taking the morning flight. But I did give her a heads up in the morning. I said, babe, just get ready. We may be taking like a late night flight. Like I was looking at like the 1 a.m. flights, those red eyes. So when all of a sudden I was like, we're actually leaving. I get off at 10. Our flight's at 10:45. So I need you to be here. I probably text her that about 8 o'clock or so.
Yeah. So I had to get my daughter to be able to drive me to the airport to meet her and get us all packed and ready to go. And about an hour and a half, I guess.
Yeah, because I hadn't done any packing. So that was my bad.
Yeah.
No packing.
Yeah, but I had left some stuff out being like, okay, she'll see like my makeup, so she'll know that's what needs to go kind of stuff. But
that didn't get here. The stuff she left out that she thought I would know about, that didn't get here. I packed a bunch of other things, though.
Yeah, so I matched this weekend.
So were you okay, though?
What do you mean?
Are you surviving without your stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So you probably packed too much.
You think she packed too much?
No, you probably...
Oh, I packed too much,
probably, okay.
Mm, yeah. I mean, I did forget... nails for you to put on.
Yeah, so I'm naked a little bit.
Oh, but I remembered the eyelashes.
Just no glue
for the eyelashes.
Did you use like mayonnaise? How did you keep one there?
Well, so she's so sweet. She made me an emergency pack that was in my backpack before.
Oh, okay.
For work. So she takes this emergency pack every time she goes to work.
So you got thrown in the fire for non-revving?
Yes.
By way of sleeping in an airport.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
Well, I don't think I really slept.
No.
I mean, we stayed there for 5 hours and tried to sleep, but we didn't sleep too much, did we?
No, I think we maybe got an hour and a half at most, like not consecutively either.
But you were a trooper because last weekend, similar thing. I went to Katie with my wife and said, what do you think about sleeping in Denver for 5 hours with three kids by herself.
By herself?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have gone by that, but I wouldn't need to go watch the kids. So, hey, but things didn't look good. That was one route that looked good. So that's
what did Katie say?
She said, "Oh no!" I said, "It looked really good at Denver, and then Denver to Salt Lake looked good in the morning. So it'd be about 5 hours from 12:30 until 5:30."
Was this on Southwest?
Yeah, you'd be on the set over there.
Oh, okay.
But so you were a trooper. You did it. You didn't have three kids, but still.
It was an adventure.
Yeah. So did you have a good time today or this trip?
Yes, it's been very nice.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, I'm really glad you came.
Thank you. Me too.
All right, now we have Ryan on the show with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us how you got here?
I got here from Fargo, North Dakota. I took Delta to Minneapolis on a A321, and then it was on my first A220 flight. It was on the Dash 100 from Minneapolis to Chicago, and got a few extra minutes because we had to do a go-around.
Oh, very cool. How was that?
The flight was, it was good. It was, even with the go-around, it was a pretty smooth flight. The pilots claim that it was due to an airplane still on the runway in front of us, but it was pretty windy here this morning, so I don't know, hard to say.
Very good. So we have that in common because I talked earlier on the show, but this was my first A220 flight too on this trip.
Oh,
so
nice.
Very cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's why I had a great time. Mine was at night now, so the whole flight was dark. So did you go back in the lab and see the big windows?
I did
windows?
Not get a chance to go in the lab. It was only like I think we were just over an hour, and I was in the middle seat, of course.
Oh.
So, yeah, that non-rev life.
Always
get the worst seats.
So who do you work for?
I work for FedEx.
And so we've never had someone that gets standby on other than just a major.
Sure.
So you explain that a little bit.
Our flight benefits, we can list as a, I guess it's a Zed fare.
Okay.
With any airline that participates with the My ID travel company. So it's most major U.S. airlines. They just added Breeze, so I'm hoping to get on them sometime soon. And essentially we just go on the website and are able to list ourselves on flights and check loads that way. And then we're just lowest priority, so I just always pray for a seat.
I want to kind of talk about your go-around a little bit. Is that the first one you've ever had?
It is not the first one. It was my third. I know for sure I had done a go-around in Denver before on a CRJ-200. And I believe that I've even been on a go-around maybe in either a 321 or a 737 at one point going into Fargo before.
And what is your favorite non-ref trip you've taken?
Oh, that's a good question. They've all been a lot of fun. It's going to sound cheesy, but I would say this one, it's been really fun to actually go with or go to and meet people who share the same passion and do a meetup. Most of my non-rev trips have been trying to get somewhere specific or going with my wife, who gets rather stressed out at the
standby thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'd say this trip has been my most favorite so far, meeting everybody and getting to fly in a couple new aircraft for me.
Well, that's cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you coming. So
yeah absolutely.
Make the effort.
It's been a blast.
That's cool.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks.
So we're back from pizza.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. It was fun.
Hopefully,
great turnout.
Hopefully everyone enjoyed the smorgasbord of guests we had, because we had a lot.
Yeah.
But the only one we missed was Claudie, because she had to get on an earlier flight. So
she literally came for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And then
she had a jet.
Yeah, back. So it was good to see her, though.
Yeah, it was fun to see her.
But we had a good turnout. I think we had 20 people there.
Yes, we did.
That's what we had. So,
and that's how many listeners we have. So that's great. Everyone showed up.
25. All of them showed up. Only Rianne did. Did you hear what happened to her?
What happened to Rianne?
Did you hear?
No, it didn't happen. What happened?
She retired.
She retired.
Oh, so she doesn't lose benefits, though. What is it?
She gets to travel the world now.
Oh, so she's like, I ain't going to Chicago.
We wanted to give her a shout out because we're happy for her.
Yeah, that's congratulations.
She's retiring. That's awesome.
Yeah, so. And she's a big supporter of our show, too.
Congratulations.
Big supporter.
But it was fun. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, pizza. I like the pizza. I know Nicole was kind of saying it's not her favorite spot, but.
Yeah, I learned with this trip that there's two places in Chicago, two main places. There's a lot of them, but that are like the chains, the main chains, and they're kind of rivals that I didn't know about. But so Nicole's, they're like the other one. It's like Coke and Pepsi. Like you like one or the other. And so. But it was fun. It was good, and they accommodated us. We had a whole section to ourselves, and
they were really nice to us too.
Yeah, they were. I think they were a little annoyed that we weren't making commitments of what we wanted to do. But
well, do you remember when we took the group photo and the poor waitress lady thought she was supposed to get in the picture?
Yes, she did.
Because Claudia was trying to explain to her
how to take the picture.
How to take the picture. And she's like, oh, you want me in it? And she starts walking towards the group and everyone was like, no.
Yeah, they were good though.
They were very sweet.
But yeah, we had people come in from all over the country, as you have heard. So that's fun. We'll have to do it again. I know even people reached out that weren't able to make it, like Steve in LA and Derek.
Your friend in Miami.
In Miami, yeah. So. But it was fun. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the show. And next time we'll do it, you'll come and join us because it was fun. I don't know when, but.
Yeah, we'll do it another time. Yeah. Do another
meetup. It was fun.
We do Phoenix in July.
That'd be perfect.
At Lara's house.
I have a pool.
Yeah, Lara's got a sweet backyard.
So yeah. When we get ours, then I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah.
So
yours is going to be like mini Scottsdale. That's where we're getting married, Lara. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
We're going to do it in Tyler's backyard.
In the water. Ooh. Water wedding.
Oh yeah, Katie sent me a picture of this like bride and groom that are snorkeling or whatever. And she's like, here's your photo.
It's like a water birth, but a water wedding.
That's exactly where my mind was going.
What do you mean? I'm wearing clothes though.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Everyone, thanks for listening. It was fun to be in Chicago. And we got some good fun shows coming up because we recorded. So next week is with Seb. He talks about his job and that was a fun conversation. So
yeah, it was nice to
That was. It's gonna be fun. So hope you enjoyed it and we had a good time. So see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Oh, bye.